Marcia Saltzwedel, I'm a youth agricultural safety specialist.
And Marcia, we are talking to you today about the release of a checklist for parents and adult caregivers on farms to ensure that children are safe. Marcia, why a checklist?
Well, a lot of times we have questions from parents about what they can do to make their farms safer for their children. And I know even myself as a child that grew up on a farm and as a parent, we still have our farm, and as a parent and grandparent, until I started working for the National Children's Center, I didn't realize some of the hazards and some of the things that we were doing that actually endangered our children. And the checklist will actually provide some strategies, provide some ideas to the parents that they can use to help safeguard their children on the farms. And a lot of those things don't cost any money for them to do them. So it's like a great way for them to be able to check their farm over and check some of their practices on the farm to safeguard the kids. Because we want children to be on farms. It's a great environment for the kids. There's a lot of benefits to growing up on farms and working on farms. So we want them to be there, but we want them safeguarded while they're there.
All right. And I'm looking at the questions. There's 32 of them, and you have three sections for non-working children on the farm, all children and youth, and then the last one is the working youth. Go, if you would, please, go over some of the highlights and what parents and adults can see on the checklist. And it's simply a yes or no, and then they can take notes on how to correct it if the answer is no, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so the checklist basically just asks you questions, and then you can say, yes, I'm doing this, or no, I'm not doing that. And then you can make notes on whether you want it corrected. For instance, when the parents are working, it asks if you keep the young children out of the work site while the parents are working. And hopefully the answer to that is yes. And the reason that's important is because a lot of the young children that are injured, severely injured or even killed on farms, are in the work site while the parents are working. They may be riding along with them on a tractor. They may be in the barn with them. We've had several instances where, like, some gates that were stored against the walls of a barn fell over on children, or the children fell off of a tractor and got run over. Even with a cab on it, they'll fall against the door, and the door opens up, and they get run over. So keeping the children out of that work site, just simply not taking them into the work site when the parents are working, actually helps safeguard both the child and the adult. Because the flip side of that with having children in the work site is that it distracts the adult from their work. And agriculture is a very dangerous occupation. And so anything that distracts the worker increases their chances of being injured as well.
All right. What do you say to, and what age are we talking about? And then what do you say to the families that say, well, we want them to know how we do our work and observe us so that they will learn from us. We don't want them separated from what we're doing.
So what we advocate for that type of a situation is you can take the children, say, for instance, into the barn during the time that the parents are not working, and you can explain things to them. A great place for children to actually learn about growing things is the garden. The garden provides a great place for kids to work in a safe environment. It doesn't have all the busyness, the hustle, the bustle of the actual farm work site. And it's a great place for you to be able to explain to children, you know, how the life cycle works and how seeds work and watering things and all of that type of thing. There are a lot of really great games out there that will foster interest in farming, everything from video games like Farm Simulator to board games to a number of different things like that. There are toys that the kids can have in the sandboxes. There's a lot of great things for younger children that you can use that you don't have to take them into the work site. And then as the children grow, they can graduate from being in the garden with the parents to actually doing farm chores. And chores around the farm, doing farm work, is good for youth. But the key to that is to make sure that whatever jobs those youth are assigned is age appropriate. And we have a full set of guidelines available for parents that they can use to assess their child's ability to do a job, and then they can use that assessment to assign the jobs that best suit their kids' abilities.
Yes, and that is available on your website as well, correct?
Yes, they are.
Okay, what are some of the other questions that you'd like to highlight for us on the checklist?
Okay, so some of the other things that we like to talk about, in addition to keeping the kids out of the work site, is there's another one that talks about keeping the kids away from grain wagons, grain bins, silos, manure pits, other types of confined spaces, farm ponds. There's a lot of these types of things where we unfortunately see cases all the time where the kids fell into a manure pit or they fell into a farm pond and drowned, or they actually fell or were watching for instance, one of the most hazardous and saddest things I've ever seen is we have several accounts of children that are watching a grain wagon be emptied or be filled, and they slip and fall into it, and they end up engulfed in grain, and it ends up killing them. So, you know, again, there's a lot of questions in here about keeping those non-working children out of those hazardous areas, and having it asks about a designated safe play area, because that really is a great thing to have. If you have a fenced-in play area and you keep your kids in there, then they can't run out in front of equipment when people aren't seeing them, and it really does safeguard them well.
Okay, on a designated play area, what kind of age range? Obviously the younger kids, but I'm just curious what you guys recommend because you are the experts on this.
So we recommend that any child that is under 7 years old should be in a safe play area, or even more preferentially in child care. But we know that child care a lot of times is not available in rural areas, and that's not a possibility. So in those particular instances where it's not available or it's not possible, then we advocate for these safe play areas.
Has there been any use of technology in helping know where your kids are, for example, if they were to inadvertently get out of a safe area or anything like that? I'm just curious.
So we have materials on our Cultivate Safety website that talk about how to build a safe play areas, and in those materials it talks about the types of fences that you can build and what types of latches to have on them so that the kids can't climb the fences and undo the latches. There is technology built into some of the newer equipment now that will detect and warn an operator if there is, you know, somebody behind them or something behind them, even a building or anything like that. But a lot of the farms that have children on them don't necessarily have the newest equipment, and so it may not have these safety devices on it.
Good point. Any other questions you'd like to highlight? Because I do want you to talk about how grave this issue is and what the statistics are showing on injuries and deaths of children on the farm. But any other questions on the list you'd like to highlight?
So when we're talking about, you know, you mentioned the statistics and stuff, and the statistics tell us that about every 3 days there is a child that dies on a farm in an agricultural-related incident. And every day there's about 33 kids that are seriously injured in agriculture-related incidents. So these are definitely an issue, and it's definitely a problem. And as we talk about these questions, a lot of these questions will help prevent those types of things. And one of the most important things that I feel is on this checklist is the question that asks if adults model safe behavior around the children and around the youth. And the reason I feel that's so important is because we know just from experience, we also know that the studies have proven this, that kids do what the parents do. And so when those kids see dad get on the tractor and they see dad click that seatbelt every time he gets on it, when they get to the age where they can drive that tractor, they're going to get on that tractor and they're going to click that seatbelt because they saw dad do it, or they saw mom do it, or grandpa or grandma do it. And so that modeling of safe behavior is extremely important to help address some of these injuries and some of these fatalities.